Welcome to America's Money Program. This is Money Talk. Bob Brinker here. Toll free line 1-800-934-2221. Thank you for joining us. We do appreciate the company. We talked earlier in the broadcast about gross domestic product, and the fourth quarter annualized gross domestic product was reported this week. And it was a preliminary report. There will be two revisions. And the current number is an annual rate of growth for the fourth quarter of 0.7%. We've talked about the soft patch that the economy's been going through recently. And certainly that is reflected in the fourth quarter annual rate of growth. But the annual rate of growth for all of 2015 is now available, subject to revision, but I would expect a revision to the annual figure would be relatively small, even though the fourth quarter figure could move around some. And the annual figure for 2015 came in at 2.4% growth. Now, you might recall at the beginning of the year that my forecast for real gross domestic product growth was 2 to 3% with a midpoint figure, a central figure of 2.5. Well, the figure came in at 2.4, pretty close. Same thing happened in 2014. The forecast that I gave was 2 to 3% with a central figure of 2.5. And again, in 2014, the number came in at 2.4%. And by the way, if you take the average of the last 3 years, the average rate of growth has been a little bit over 2%. And that's the kind of an economy that we have had. It's been a slow to moderate growth economy. It's created a lot of jobs. But it is not the kind of an economy that in past cycles have come out of deep recessions. It's come out at a relatively modest pace, given the depth of the recession that we experienced. And certainly on Friday, there was a development out of Japan where we learned that the Bank of Japan adopted a negative interest rate profile in order to encourage lending. Now, negative interest rates also exist in a few other countries. They haven't come to the USA yet, but it's interesting to understand what negative interest rates mean. Here's what happens to you if you have negative interest rates. We'll keep it simple here. We'll use amounts that are very basic. If you deposit $100 in the bank for 1 year, let's say a CD, for 1 year at a negative, and again, this is for purposes of illustration, not suggesting anybody would buy a $100 CD very often, but for purposes of discussion. If you deposit $100 in a 1 year certificate of deposit at a negative interest rate of 1%, then at the end of 1 year, your certificate of deposit would redeem at $99. And that $99 would reflect the $100 you gave to the bank minus the 1% negative interest rate you experienced during the year. That's what a negative interest rate means. It means you make an investment and you're guaranteed to get back less than you paid in. Well, that's what negative interest rates are all about. And now we see the Central Bank of Japan, the Bank of Japan, which is the Central Bank of Japan, joining the ranks of negative interest rates. Now, why would you introduce negative interest rates to your economy? There really would only be one reason. That reason would be that you are essentially desperate, that's the word, you're basically desperate at the central bank level to try to stimulate the economy. That would be the reason you would introduce negative interest rates. It would mean that the traditional tools that you as a central banker have been used have essentially been exhausted. It would mean that the interest rates in your country are just about zero anyway. So So the only way they can go lower is to go negative. And Japan has that kind of an economy right now. Japan is plagued, as many of you know, by an aging population. That's a problem in terms of economic growth. And Japan has weak prospects for economic growth, and that is also the case in other countries. Japan is not alone in that regard, especially given their aging population. That's a problem. And so businesses in Japan are reluctant to borrow for new projects because they see the aging population, they see the lack of demand growth, and that makes them reluctant to expand their business. That's where these negative interest rates thoughts come from. There are other countries today that have negative interest rates. For example, Denmark. For example, Sweden. For example, Switzerland. They already have negative interest rates. As a matter of fact, deposits that are held by the European Central Bank have a negative interest rate of minus 30 basis points. That's almost one-third of 1% annual. Now, the new negative interest rates announced by the Bank of Japan are minus one-tenth of 1%. They take effect in mid-February. They will assess these negative interest rates on balances that commercial banks deposit at the central bank in excess of regulatory minimums. Now, you know that a member bank of a central bank has a minimum threshold they must meet to keep on deposit at the central bank that is connected to the overall deposits at the bank itself, the member bank itself. So that's what we're talking about here. Negative one-tenth of 1% annual rate assessed on balances that commercial banks deposit at the Central Bank of Japan in excess of their regulatory minimum. And this is where we have come in the world today. Not yet in the United States, although we have had periods, brief periods, of negative treasury bill rates, we haven't had what we're seeing in these countries. It's a drastic move aimed at trying to stimulate economic growth. And again, there is a fierce headwind in Japan known as an aging population that must be overcome. And this is where Prime Minister Abe's government is going to try negative interest rates to see what happens. I tell you what, negative interest rates do not sound very appealing. And, you know, we've had calls on the program. Well, Bob, I see that the Brazilian real, you can buy securities down there with high yields. Well, yeah, but then you own the Brazilian real. Do you really want to do that? Well, Bob, I noticed that rates are much higher in Mexico. Do you really want to own Mexican pesos? Have you been to Mexico? Have you seen the depreciation of the Mexican peso versus the dollar? The strong dollar. Do you know that the Mexican peso in the last year plus is down 29% versus the dollar? And if you buy a security in Mexico denominated in pesos, you have currency risk if you want to bring that money back to the U.S. And if your liabilities are denominated in dollars, probably not a good idea to be loading up on pesos. Just a thought. Our toll-free line, 1-800-934-2221. Let's go to caucus country in Clinton, Iowa. Greg, it is your turn. welcome to Money Talk.
Hi, Bob. First off, it's my great honor. This is the fifth time I've gotten through to you. So I'm a fan of the show.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Are you going to be participating in the Iowa caucuses tomorrow?
Yes.
And we have our Iowans listening, I know, but why don't you do all of the non-Iowans listening Money Talk a huge favor and just give us a short version of what it's like, what happens when you go to those caucus meetings?
Well, we go to the local, in my case, junior high school. It's a gymnasium. I'm caucusing with the Democrats. So we get into groups. You go to Martin O'Malley, you go to Hillary Clinton, you go to Bernie Sanders, whoever you want to go with. And then they have to reach certain levels. So like if Martin O'Malley doesn't reach that certain level, his people will be trying convinced to go to either Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton.
Now, I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm glad you mentioned that, Gary. I want to ask you about that because there are stories out there today that both of the leading candidates on that side are playing some kind of a game to get the O'Malley count up to the 15% threshold that you mentioned so they can take votes away from the other side and come out with some sort of a victory. Have you heard anything about this?
Well, I think it's highly, highly unlikely that O'Malley will get 15%. So if they do, I think...
No, he won't. I accept that. But the story is that they're going to lend their supporters over to O'Malley in order to try to block the other side from winning the precinct. That's the story that's out there. Supposedly, both sides are involved in this. Have you heard about that?
No, I'm not aware of that.
Because, you know, that 15% threshold, that's only on the first ballot. After that, they're free.
Exactly. And I've been to caucuses where I've been in a group that was convinced to go to another group. But probably not going to happen this year.
Well, I hope you don't get too much snow. They're talking about snow coming in sometime late tomorrow, and hopefully you'll get a decent day there. Which part of Iowa is Clinton in? Pardon my ignorance.
Eastern Iowa, just a little bit north of the Quad Cities.
I think you'll be okay as far as getting your caucus in before the weather. I'm not sure the weather's going to get there. Most of the bad weather is in the northern third, I think, based on current computer projections in the northern third of Iowa, so you should be okay. Well, I appreciate the call. What is on your mind, Greg?
Well, you said the Fed should not have raised their interest, their prime rate, and I'm just wondering at what point in our lifetime would it be appropriate? I guess I'm in favor of them raising it, but I'm wondering your opinion, you know, at what point, if a quarter of 1% can throw the stock market into a big tizzy, at what point can we expect rates to ever go up in our lifetime?
I don't think the 0.25% did that to the stock market, and I think the proof is that at year end, the S&P 500 was at 2040. So it was only a few percent below its all-time high, and that was a couple of weeks after the rates were increased. I don't think the 0.25% was the issue. I think the primary issue was what happened in very early January when inexplicably the vice chairman of the Federal Reserve told an interviewer that four additional rate increases this year are in the ballpark. And it was right around that time that the market started to slide. And I think that was a mistake on his part. That's what I've said today. I think it was, frankly, an irresponsible comment on his part. That's my opinion. And I was very happy that this past week at the Federal Reserve statement, they walked the dog back and they put that whole idea that they're going to go crazy with rate hikes to rest. In this statement, I think it was completely inadvisable. And frankly, I was surprised he did it, but the market was very unhappy that he did it. That's what I'm talking about. To answer your question, the time to raise rates is when inflation is a problem, when economic growth is too rapid. We don't have that. We don't have that.
Do you think that's fair to savers? I'm a saver, and it seems like with these low interest rates, all it does is it pushes me, it forces me to go into the stock market for any kind of return or real estate. But then it seems that it creates bubbles in real estate because savers have nowhere to go.
I've said this before, Greg, and I believe this to be true. Savers are collateral damage when it comes to lower rates. The Federal Reserve lowers rates for one reason and one reason only, and that's to encourage borrowing, encourage hiring, and try to stimulate economic growth. You're right about what you say about the income of savers, but the reality is that from the standpoint of Fed policy, savers are collateral damage.
Do you have one more question, Bob?
Sure.
You know, you talked about quantitative easing. I'm wondering what your opinion. It seems to me the economy doesn't grow because the people on the bottom don't have money to spend. What would your opinion be instead of quantitative easing, where they're buying up government bonds, the government just send every family under a certain economic level, $5,000 or $10,000. Wouldn't that be more of a stimulus than quantitative easing?
Well, the way to do that, and they've already tried that, by the way, during this post-recession period, which exactly what you said has been implemented in the past, and that's fiscal policy. What you just talked about is fiscal policy, and the main way you do that is through tax policy. And if you wanted, and there was a time when they wanted to do it, if you want to put more money into a worker's paycheck, like right away, then you make changes to the payroll tax. The payroll tax, which is the most regressive tax you will ever see in your lifetime, by far, the payroll tax, that tax was actually put on holiday for 2 years for the purpose of putting more money into payroll income. And that's what they did. They did it for 1 year, then they did it for another year, then it went away. But that's the way you influence the amount of money people have in their paycheck is through fiscal policy, including payroll tax policy. I'm Bob Brinker. This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back, loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
When I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-619-0789. That's 1-800-619-0789. 1-800-619-0789. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
Most of us comparison shop to save money on everything from electronics to travel. Wouldn't it be smart to comparison shop realtors and save thousands when you're ready to buy or sell a home? Now you can do just that with UpNest. UpNest matches you with top local agents who compete for your business by offering you their best commission rates, services, and rebates all up front. Best of all, UpNest is a free service that's fast and easy to use. Don't just settle on any agent when you decide to buy or sell a property. Be smart. and use UpNest to find the best deal. To request your free personalized quotes and start saving thousands, visit UpNest at tryupnest.com. That's TRYUPNEST.com. Tryupnest.com or call now at 888-333-4049. That's 888-333-4049. 888-333-4049. UpNest. When agents compete, you win.
What if I told you there's a firm that will create a customized portfolio and financial plan for you and offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee? Think it doesn't exist? Think again.
Hi, I'm Mo Ansari, president of Compaq Asset Management. When you start a new relationship with Compaq, we'll create your customized investment portfolio and financial plan dedicated to help you reach your goals. Try us out for a year. If you're not happy for any reason, you'll get all of the management and maintenance fee that you paid refunded. This is our 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Call Compaq Asset Management at 800-388-9700 to find out more. That's 800-388-9700. Satisfaction guarantee doesn't apply to fees and commissions charged by third parties for such things as insurance products or mutual fund redemptions. It also doesn't apply to any market losses which might occur in an account. For additional information regarding this guarantee, please see the disclosure brochure available at the time you enroll or upon request.
Compaq Asset Management is a registered investment advisor, funds custodian, Fidelity Institutional Wealth Services, member FINRA. SIPC.
This is Money Talk.
We are back in America's Money Program. Thank you for joining us. It is great to have you with us. You can stream Money Talk on your computer. Download Money Talk to your smartphone. That's Money Talk on demand. And, of course, the investment talk is year-round. You can sign up at bobbrinker.com at the Money Talk On Demand logo, and that way you listen wherever you go, whenever you like, to Money Talk On Demand. While you're there, check out the Market Timer Investment Letter, free back issue available right there at bobbrinker.com. February issue will be published by midday tomorrow, Feb 1. This is America's Money Program.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500. 800-261-7500. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
It's Peter Tobin for American Vision Windows, and this is a package that people respond to in a big way because it allows you to get rid of drafts, it allows you to lower your electric bill, add beauty to your home, security to your home, and it allows you to sleep in. I'm talking about the free upgrade to the sound package, a window that's 5 times thicker than the window you probably have now, which means the garbage trucks don't exist anymore, the barking dogs, the leaf blowers. You get to sleep in. You get a free upgrade and free expert installation. If you're tired of waking up to trash trucks and gardeners, call them right now. They know what they're doing. They've installed over 600,000 windows, and they just won Angie's List's Super Service Award again for 2015. Go to kbc.com, keyword windows, to see my installation, and then get your own and change the quality of your life. It's an amazing window. They're an amazing company. American Vision Windows, 877-465-2470. That's 877-465-2470. Or go to AmericanVisionWindows.com. But do it now. Sleep in and save, because this offer won't last long.
CSLB number 778326.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-801-3030. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's is recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-801-3030. 800-801-3030. That's 800-801-3030.
Individual results may vary. Visit viviscal.com for details.
If you've been thinking about refinancing or purchasing a home, Purpose Funding wants you to know the time is now because the Fed is starting to raise rates. Home equity is up 25% throughout most of California, and rates are at all-time lows. Do not miss this window to lock in a low rate. Now is the time to call in and cash out. And at Purpose Funding, if you refinance now, you can even skip two mortgage payments in the process. Wouldn't that be a nice breather? Purpose Funding specializes in no-cost loans and are closing loans in as little as 20 days. Everyone's needs are different. You may want to pay off your Christmas debt or take that long overdue vacation. Whatever your reason, it's just one call to Purpose Funding at 888-419-FUND. Purpose Funding is saving their clients an average of $500 a month by repositioning debt. That's $6,000 a year. It's a win-win all the way around at Purpose Funding. Call them now at 888-419-FUND. That's 888-419-FUND. Equity may not be this high for long. It's time to call in and cash out at 888-419-FUND. 888-419-FUND.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered 3 drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about 3/4 of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill 2 ways, so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Home of the smartest listeners in Southern California. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
This is Money Talk.
If your life's a never-ending IOU, or if you're the president of the Bank of Mom and Dad, you're always welcome right here on Money Talk. 1-800-934-2221 is our contact number on the broadcast. We do appreciate the company. Thank you for joining us. Let's get Jerry on the line in Naples, Florida. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Doing well. What's up?
Well, I first wanted to share with you that when my son Brian was a young sprout and in the car with me on the weekend, much to his dismay at the time, your program would always be on. Now he's an adult, works in finance, is a Bob Brinker listener, and a Market Timer subscriber.
That's a great story, Jerry. Thank you for sharing.
And Bob, I'm hoping when his son Braden in the not-too-distant future will be calling you up and telling you how he was turned on to listening to your program.
Jerry, that's a much better story than the one I'm going to tell you. One of the investment letter subscribers years ago, it was many years ago, sent me a photograph of her daughter. Her daughter was sleeping on the couch holding the Market Timer investment letter in her hands. I like your story a lot better.
Wonderful.
What's on your mind?
I've been toying with this idea and wanted to run it by you, Ashley. I own 2 holdings that I've lost money on and I'm not doing anything, but I think they're going to come back. One is in real estate and one is in the oil fund, which I think you're familiar with. I'm selling some property this year and we'll realize growth from that, savings from that. How about if I sell those holdings, take the loss, and then buy them back in 30 days just to offset the gain I'll be realizing from the property sale? Does that make sense?
Well, in a taxable account, that would avoid the wash sale problem and allow you to write the loss off on this year's return, which is just beginning. 2016 is just beginning. I'll give you another idea just to think about, and that is if you choose to avoid the risk of the 31 days being out of the stock, the other thing you could think about is doubling up the position and then selling the original shares in 31 days. That is another way, an alternate way, to avoid the wash sale rule, is to simply double your position, and this assumes it would not be, make it an extreme position, as I'm sure is the case. You would double your position, and then in 31 days you would sell the original shares, and that way you take the loss, and at the same time you protect your position. Just something to think about.
I'll think about that. One final question. If offered the chair of the Federal Reserve, would you take it?
Actually, thank you for that question. I mean, that is beyond a compliment to be asked a question like that.
And
I have to well, it's all too kind, but I would have to say that the answer would be no, I would not accept that position. There, first of all, let's get something straight. Number one, they're not going to offer me that position. Number two, there is no possibility that they would ever even consider offering me that position. I mean, give me a break. And number three, I actually would not accept that position because it's way, way, way too much work. Way too much work that I don't want to do.
Good to talk to you, Bob.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it. 1-800-934-2221. Jerry's having fun. Of course, it's a preposterous notion, but hey, we can have fun. Why not? Let's get Jim on the line in Omaha. Jim, it is your turn. Welcome to Money Talk.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, you were just talking about the Federal Reserve. You were talking about the interest rates that Janet Yellen and the rest of the guys there on the committee talking about either raising the interest rates or lowering it. My question to you is, if we were to go back onto the gold standard, would the free market be the situation that would determine the lowering and raising of the interest rates?
Well, let me make two comments about this and then see where you are after I make the two comments. First of all, we're not going back on the gold standard for two reasons that I can think of right now without even thinking hard. The first reason is there is not nearly enough gold in the world to support the global monetary system. It's impossible. And by the way, there's not even enough gold in the world to support the United States monetary system, the U.S. dollar itself. The second reason we're not going on the gold standard is nobody at all wants to create a situation where the money supply would be tied to a speculative item such as gold, which in the last 4+ years has dropped over 40% in value. I mean, it would be suicidal to tie your economy to a speculative metal that can fluctuate that much.
Well, now can I go ahead and comment on what you just said?
I want you to.
Okay, first of all, on your first point, as far as the determination of the value of any currency, does determine on the supply of gold that you have. So you don't have those wide swings of business cycles that we always talk about. That's to your first point. Your second point, to the idea as far as that goes, can you explain your second point one more time?
Well, my second point was that the price of gold has dropped over 40% since 2011. It's an extremely volatile and speculative element, and there is no way that any country should, such as the U.S., I mean a major country, should tie their economy to such a volatile and speculative element.
Okay, my comment on that is it true that obviously that the the United States dollar, the Federal Reserve note, is the one that's tied to the gold, to the price of gold as it is already. And because of the high price of the dollar, the dollar being the highest currency across the globe, that is pretty much why the gold is at the low price that it is. So my point that I'm trying to get at, whoever is the reserve currency around the globe, and I've heard different stories. Some people tell me the Federal Reserve is the reserve currency around the globe, but they say that other currencies share that with the Federal Reserve. So my point is, depending on the value of that currency that is a reserve currency around the globe, will determine the price of gold as it is. And that's why it's low now, because the price of the dollar is high. The dollar's got the higher value of all currencies. So you put those two examples together, again, you wouldn't have the high swing of the business cycle. The idea of the powering purchasing power of any currency would always be leveled off, and not high business cycles, because of the gold being, like you said, there's not enough gold. Well, then the value of the currencies around the globe won't fluctuate so much, because the amount of gold around the globe would keep that from happening. And the reason why what you just said about the gold being so low is what I just explained.
Jim, thank you.
That'd be a true statement on both things.
Well, that remains to be seen. Thank you for sharing your theories. We're going to agree to disagree on your theories. But as always, we appreciate the call. Let's get out to the mighty WLS Chicago. Carl, it's your turn. Welcome to Money Talk.
Hi, Bob. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Doing well. Thanks for joining us.
You know, Bob, you were talking about, you were saying that Sabres were basically collateral damage in a low interest rate environment. And I was just wondering, with the Fed increasing the basis 25 basis points, if there just happened to be an area or a few areas that were collateral benefactors of the increase, the 25 basis point increase, and the fact that the Fed went further and even announced that they were going to increase maybe 3 or 4 times more this year, that would be a potential, whoever the benefactors might be of that might become an attractive area for investors to move into, thinking that not only has the Fed started moving, but they're going to continue moving forward based on what they said.
Well, to answer your question about collateral damage, yes, it is my opinion that collateral damage is the way to describe people who complain, and they complain on the program. We hear them all the time, complain about low interest rates on their savings. And they say, well, I'm being damaged, I'm being hurt, because I'm not making much on my savings, which, of course, is true. So what about that? They are collateral damage, because the Fed brought rates down for a lot of reasons, and one of the reasons they brought them down was not so they would hurt people who are depending on income. They didn't bring them down for that reason. Therefore, those people who are hurt by that are collateral damage. It's pretty circular as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely, I agree.
As far as beneficiaries, it's everybody else. Everybody else except the savers is the beneficiary, because lowering rates has proved over time to have a tendency to increase economic growth, increase jobs growth, and so and increase corporate profits, because it lowers the cost of borrowing. So, I mean, right there, it lowers the cost of borrowing. That increases corporate profits right there. So everybody else is a collateral beneficiary, but I don't want to use the word collateral. Let me say everybody else is the beneficiary or absolute beneficiary of the lower rate syndrome, and that's because, as a rule, over time, the economy does better with lower rates.
My question was, who are the collateral or beneficiaries of the increase and announcement that there might be further increases? Who is that group?
Well, obviously, it would be the inverse, which would be the savers, and the only beneficiaries would be the savers because they'll get a higher rate on their income investments. But and everybody else is at risk. Well, yeah, the banks will make more money that way, sure. But everybody else is at risk. This is a very, very serious topic you're talking about here, Carl. Everybody else is at risk in a rising interest rate environment because if the Fed goes too far or they go too fast, you got a problem.
Yeah, it's like tapping the brakes when you're pushing a car uphill. The economy is slowly moving forward, but it's a very slow economy, and the last thing you want to be doing is tapping the brakes, pushing a car uphill.
I like your analogy, but I like mine better. It's like hitting the brakes going downhill in the snow.
That's good, too. But
Carl, I appreciate it. Thank you for calling. Great points raised by Carl. And this is serious business. And when the vice chair goes out and starts jabbering about 4 rate hikes this year, when everybody knows these people should be data dependent, they shouldn't be out there doing this stuff. They talk too much. It's that simple. Time to put a muzzle on it. I'm Bob Brinker. This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
GEICO applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from GEICO's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, GEICO insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the GEICO mobile app. Because GEICO knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
People ask me, Bob, how do I increase the value of my portfolio? But did you know your identity is the most valuable thing you own? In fact, 1 in 3 Americans will have theirs stolen this year. That's why, for my money, Experian Credit Tracker is a smart investment. As a member, you get best-in-class fraud protection, timely alerts, and a dedicated fraud resolution agent to help you set things straight. That's value. You've earned your credit swagger, so look after it. Check out Experian.com today with enrollment in Experian Credit Tracker.
I had like memory foams, I had feather pillows, and I'd always wake up with neck pain. After sleeping in my pillow, I didn't wake up with the headaches, I was more aligned.
I didn't realize the connection between the pillow and sleep.
When I switched to my pillow, I got a better night's sleep, and I love it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, and it holds that support all night long to take the pressure off your shoulders and keep your neck aligned so you get the best night's sleep of your life.
MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. MyPillow is machine washable and dryable and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an amazing 10-year warranty. Plus, every MyPillow is made in the USA.
I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Go to MyPillow.com or call now to order one of MyPillows. When you do, I'll give you a second one absolutely free.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
2 little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-801-3030. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-801-3030. 800-801-3030. That's 800-801-3030.
Individual results may vary. Visit Viviscal.com for details.
This Friday, KABC is kicking the presidential election
into overdrive. With the first in a series of Election 2016 specials, rock star and political junkie Dave Navarro riffs on politics in an open mic forum that begs for your feedback and gets you in tune for the New Hampshire primaries. It's talk that rocks the vote.
Are you ready to rock? Get it!
The Politics Fix with Dave Navarro. Friday night at 8 on 790 KABC.
Want to be a thousandaire?
For $1,000, what is your lucky number guess?
38.
38 is the number, Judy! You win!
Oh, my God!
$1,000!
Oh, my God.
The winning is just beginning. You could be next. Listen all day, 6 to 6, for the cue to call. Guess the lucky number and win a grand in cash.
It pays to listen to KBC.
Do all the time, Doctor. I love it. I listen from morning till night.
That's what I'm talking about.
I want my money.
You can get your money just by listening to KABC.
I got my money.
To be your own personal financial manager and cruise with us here on the Flight of the Starship Money Talk. Let's get out to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Jim, welcome to Money Talk. Great to have you with us.
Yes, Bob. When I go to Canada, I'm usually have to pay the difference in the currency. And now that the dollar is about 70 cents last week, the Canadian dollar was, can I go to Canada and buy a car and save 30% or a major purchase?
Well, it doesn't work that way. No, you would have to price out the – here's what you'd have to do. The first thing you would have to do is price out the car at the Canadian dealership in Canadian dollars. Presumably, they want to transact in Canadian dollars. Mm-hmm. And so then you would get a price, and then you'd be able to calculate on the current exchange rate how many dollars you would need in order to pay for the car in Canadian dollars.
Yeah.
And what you're going to find is, as a general rule, that they're going to want more Canadian dollars than you think, because it's not going to be like a 30% discount. It doesn't work that way. I know you're thinking it's a 30% discount because their currency is about 70 cents on the dollar, but it doesn't work that way, because if you get the price in Canadian dollars, then you have to calculate how many U.S. dollars you would have to convert into Canadian dollars before you'd be able to determine whether there's any advantage at all. Now, the advantage that might exist would not really be a Canadian dollar versus U.S. dollar advantage primarily. It might be because the car manufacturer is selling the car in a foreign country like Canada for a different price. That goes on all the time. We see that all the time. That a car is an entirely different price in one country than another. This especially goes on between Europe and the United States. Now, I don't know the extent to which it goes on in Canada, but you could check that out. You find out what the car costs in Sioux Falls, and then you write that down. Then you go up to Canada, or you communicate with Canada, find out how many Canadian dollars they want to buy the exact same car. Then you can do the computations on the foreign exchange rate to see if there is any advantage. There's one other caveat here to remember, Jim. When you bring that car back to Sioux Falls, you have to make sure that it meets all of the standards of U.S. cars. That's very important. Hmm. Each country has its own set of standards when it comes to what they require on an automobile. So just keep that in mind as well. But you have to price it out, do the conversion, see if there's any benefit at all. For information on my investment letter, that's Bob Brinker's Market Timer investment letter, go to bobbrinker.com and request a complimentary bank issue. Easily done. Go to the website homepage at bobbrinker.com, click on the Request a Complimentary Bank Issue feature, and the February edition will be available at bobbrinker.com by midday tomorrow, Monday, February 1. Also, a reminder, you can stream Money Talk on your computer and download Money Talk to your smartphone. That is Money Talk on demand. And, of course, that way you listen wherever you go, whenever you like, with Money Talk on demand. The investment talk is year-round. You can check out that information at BobBrinker.com. You know, we've had a lot of calls over the years on the broadcast about this business of dealing in other currencies. I don't want you to think that if you have a U.S. dollar versus a Canadian loonie, that you're going to get a 30% discount automatically because the Canadian dollar is around 70 cents on the dollar. It doesn't work that way. There could be some currency advantage between the U.S. dollar and the Canadian dollar if you go to a Canadian auto dealer on the border, for example, as our caller in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, is tempted to do. But there are other factors that could dominate that transaction. And the one that is most obvious is that the car maker may offer the car at a different price in a different country. And that can be a very substantial difference, especially if you're talking between the U.S. and Europe. And that other point that was made with the caller is very important. If you're going to bring the car back to the United States and you're going to register it in South Dakota or wherever, the car is going to have to meet the standards of the state in which you seek registration. Is that going to involve additional expense for you? Are you going to have to make changes, for example, to the car in any way that you're going to have to pay for? Well, if so, there's a minus sign there on the transaction because it's going to cost you money you wouldn't have to pay if you bought the car in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. More to come. Stay with us if you can. Bob Brinker here. It's America's Money Program, Money Talk.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
Today, my new son and I threw a barbecue.
There were burgers and chicken.
I burnt everything. The burgers, the chicken, the salad.
Ah, they were delicious.
They were awful.
And then we had watermelon.
I'm allergic to watermelon.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. Mrs. Wakeham's window. Mrs. Wakeham's windshield. And then, somehow, my hand. My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom. But a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be, and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and...